The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox? What's up, everybody? Man, top of the morning to everybody.
It's 3:56 a.m., June 29th, 2024. I can't believe it's only been a week since we did our last show, man. It feels like a month.
It does.
Doesn't it?
This has been a long-ass week.
Fucking love this shit.
I think it's just the anticipation to talk about certain things, maybe. Right.
So Julio's going to be taking a couple weeks off, right?
Possibly, yeah. So yeah. If I'm not here, don't panic. It's just temporary. But I'll be back.
He's doing his training for his new intelligence job.
Well, I mean, I did get fingerprinted and background checked. It was like fucking FBI. Or CIA or some shit. The only thing they didn't do was a hair test. I got lucky on that one.
All you got to do is tell the truth, though. They don't really care if you've done drugs. They just want to know if you're lying or not.
Well, what happens if they find out I was doing drugs on the way there?
How are they going to find that out? So I was sitting out in the driveway drinking beer the other day. And so, like, if a bug lands on me, I won't even look at it. I'll just fucking smack it. You know what I'm saying? So something landed on me. I don't know what it was. And I fucking smacked it. And it either bit the fuck out of me or stung me. And I got this giant fucking welt on my chest. First thing I thought of was Bill Gates. Fucking nerd. He sent one of his manufactured insects after me.
I wouldn't doubt it, man.
Right.
One of those mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah. They've already got that shit, man. Like drones that have facial recognition. And it's just got one single target that it goes after, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I've been watching those drone videos from Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah.
So a couple years ago, I got into FPV drones and flying them around and everything. Dude, they have pilots sitting in a bunker, like close to the border of Ukraine and Russia. And dude, they're flying these drones into tanks, into like shelters, you know, like where the soldiers are hiding, like on both sides, not just one. But like they'll blow up a tank, and you know the soldiers are trying to like get out and escape, and here comes a fucking little ass 8-inch drone or 5-inch drone, flying around with a bomb load.
Oh yeah,
and it's just haunting them. And they're trying to run and hide, and eventually, you know, they kamikaze the fucking drone and end up killing the guys.
It's yeah, man, scary. They got them. They got ones that are like as small as a fucking cell phone now.
And yeah, they got a helicopter.
Yeah, and they got like facial recognition, man. They're targeting one dude. It's fucking getting crazy, man.
Yeah, I wish they would release footage of this guy that they took out with this like a smart bomb. It wasn't even a bomb. They hit the guy. He was standing out in his balcony. It recognized him. So they released this bomb or missile. I really don't know what to call it. But it was called like a samurai bomb or something, because as it got closer to the target, it would open up its front.
Yeah.
And it would be like a spinning propeller that runs right into you. Yeah. So he was standing in the balcony, and they showed the house still standing, the balcony intact, but just blood splattered all over.
Damn.
So it took him out. It took him out, shredded him to pieces, and the house is intact. That's fucking awesome.
Wow.
America.
Did you see this? You see this story about this dude from Oklahoma?
No.
I pulled up the wrong thing. He killed his buddy. You know what noodling is?
No.
It's fishing basically with your hands.
Oh, like catfish.
Yeah. Yeah, they burrow into the side of the bank and you just feel around for the hole, man. You reach in there, the big catfish go in there. Some hillbilly shit, some backwoods hillbilly shit, but these two hillbillies were out there noodling. And I don't know what they were on. This happened in 2022. I just found it the other day. And one of them said he's seen Bigfoot downriver. And the I swear to God. And the other one started like making noises into a tube. And so he thought he was summoning Bigfoot, and he beat the fuck out of him and killed him. He got life in prison.
Okay.
Yeah, and they never said they said they thought he was on. All right. The investigation revealed that Sanders had been under the influence of something, possibly drugs or alcohol, at the time of the incident. His statement to authorities was that Knighton had summoned Bigfoot to come and kill him, and that's why he had to kill him. The sheriff's department was able to uncover a motive and possible explanation for the bizarre behavior. And then it just says, Sanders was arrested and charged with first degree murder. He was later sentenced to life in prison. The case has been widely reported and has sparked debate about the validity of Sanders' claims about Bigfoot. While some have questioned the motives behind the murder, others have speculated about the possibility of Bigfoot's existence. Oh, well. Did you hear Hulk Hogan was running for some kind of political seat?
No, I know he came out with some beer or something.
Beer?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Brother.
Huh?
Brother.
Brother beer.
No, I don't know what it's called, but I did see a video. I think somebody was telling me about it.
See, I might as well make sure you can share right now before you. All right.
Yep. Yep.
Did you see the debate or hear anything about it?
Yeah, I heard about it.
It kind of sucked, really.
Yeah, before we go to that, it's called Real American Beer.
I hope it's cheaper than garage beer.
Yeah. But that's all I know about it. All right, so going back to the debate.
No, I thought it sucked. I think we would have all been better off if it just didn't happen.
Dude, they spent so much time talking about their golfing abilities.
Oh, man. It's so strange for them to have a debate before before the nominations and shit, right? I think they might be setting Biden up to get rid of him. I don't even know what the fucking purpose of that was.
It's already in play, dude. It was already decided back before even the election.
Yeah.
So I came across an article talking about how McAfee, the virus guy, you know,
yeah,
the virus,
yeah.
He said in 2020 that he said in September, Biden is medically diagnosed as unfit for office and quits. They discovered that the DNC has legal power to choose a replacement without a national vote. Weird, huh? You'll never guess who they choose. So then in the comments section for John McAfee, you know, this guy, Crypto Dad, said Michelle Obama, ? And John McAfee just posted a smiley face.
We've talked about this.
We've talked about this, Dad. That's exactly what's going to happen. Big Mike.
Everybody claims that Michelle Obama hates politics and doesn't want anything to do with it. But you know who is... All right, so you know how anybody that could possibly be the vice president for Trump was at the debate? Did you hear about that?
No, I thought there was no audience.
There wasn't really an audience, but there were people present.
Okay.
One of them was J.D. Vance, Tim Scott, and then a couple of other people. But, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy was there, but he wasn't with the VP selections. And then you know who else was there?
Who?
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, that's who somebody was telling me today about him.
Yeah.
That he's going to be.
Who would fucking vote for him, though? His state is in fucking collapse. What the fuck? I mean, if it's one of these, it's one of these vote blue no matter who, they'll get a fucking erection over him because, look at Biden. He can't even put a fucking sentence together.
So the funniest part in the whole debate wasn't even like when they were talking. It was when they asked Joe Biden a question and he spent the whole time that he had to answer it.
Yeah. And then Trump took that clip and he made a clip out of it I thought it was funny when they were talking about the border and then Biden was like, he said something and then Trump's like, I don't know what he said at the end there and I really don't think he does either.
There were some facial expressions from Trump that just cracked me up. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I think, I don't know if we talked about it last episode, but they gave Biden won the coin toss for the debate. So he had the options to choose to go who went first or last, and the options to choose which podium. Guess what he chose?
The podium?
The podium. That's so weird.
Well, you know what else is weird? They both made shitty selections then, because if Biden chose the podium, why did Trump choose to go first? You would want to go last.
He didn't.
Well, he went first.
It was just the way it worked out, I think.
I mean, if it's a coin toss, it should work like a football game. So whoever chooses kickoff or receive, then the other team gets to choose with the wind or against the wind. Oh, well.
No, because there's two options. If you choose the podium, you're either on the first one coming out or the one further down. So Biden chose the one closest to the entrance.
In case he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. And so if he'd have chosen who went first or last, um, I don't know where I was going with this. I had it. I had it in my head, man.
All right. Oh.
Okay. If he would have been given the option to choose who won first, I would have chosen to gone last.
That's what I'm saying. If Biden got to choose the podium, shouldn't Trump then have been able to choose to speak first or last? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just thought that's how it would have went. General Lee sent me some good shit.
I saw a clip about Vivek Ramaswamy pretty much repeating what Obama says.
Oh, you mean like plagiarism?
Not plagiarism, but like the ironicness that, you know, this guy, we've forgotten about Obama, I guess, but he's saying almost the exact same stuff Obama was saying, like, you know, to rally up people and stuff.
Oh, Biden's been caught doing that several times. You playing a clip? I'm going to play.
No, I was
waiting. All right, I'm going to play.
Okay.
I just wanted to share this. This is from the other day also. What the fuck? It's Alex Jones. Never mind. You can play yours. I just fucked up.
So I think we've talked about before about how these smart meters, you know, and cell phones, those frequencies, 5G, all that bullshit, you know, it's kind of like bad.
Yeah.
You know, and so this guy's talking about how they turn, you're still sharing, how they turn Wi-Fi routers into almost like cameras.
Oh, you got to play a clip?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Here, my bad.
All right. This one here.
What they did is they had, a camera looking at a space with people in it. That's sort of like coming in from one eye. The other eye is the radio signals, so sonar from the Wi-Fi router. And they just learned to predict, like, this is where the human beings are. Then they took away the camera. So all the AI had was the language of radio signals bouncing around a room. And this is what they're able to reconstruct. Real-time 3D pose estimation, right? So suddenly AI has turned every Wi-Fi router into a camera that can work in the dark, specially tuned for tracking living beings.
Dude, isn't that some shit right there?
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God, like we were talking about those smart meters, how they will be able to track when you turn the lights on, when you're using a lot of light, when you're away from home because the lights are off, or when you're sleeping, or when you were out of that murder that you committed, you know, like this right. is insanity. Like I don't know, man. Like they, my friend Sean made a post about how you shouldn't sleep with your phone underneath your pillow, you know, like right by your head, you know, because of the frequencies, they fucking mash up your brain and fuck it up. And I really do believe that. And then the other thing is, you ever wonder why some people wake up at about 3:30? They call it the devil's hour. But a lot of people wake up around 3:30-ish. Well, coincidentally, there's a massive data upload that automatically happens every night from your phone to your data carrier. And they store that information. So you got to wonder, is there a correlation between that massive upload or, you know, sending files? Like, for example, right now there's three phones in my house that will do that or did that at 3:30, let's say. You got to wonder, is that really what could that really be causing what some people are waking up to?
Yeah, I have heard that. I mean, I get up around that time anyway because my alarm is set for 3:45. But I've heard a lot of people say they keep waking up at 3:30. I've heard that more than once.
Yeah.
All right, but General Lee sent me this clip from Alex Jones. What's up, General? And I already listened to this because I listened to his show, InfoWars, but this just happened last week, and it's a good clip. I'm glad he sent it. Check it out.
Okay. And they said Biden has a Pelican case, a black Pelican case full of drugs. They've seen it opened. They don't know what it is, but there's needles, pills, all this stuff. And they got to get him up on speed to do something. And then he crashes, and they put him out for a while. That's why he'll disappear all the time on vacation. He's really completely passed out. They'll get blood transfusions, all these drugs, all these vitamins, all these cocktails. And he's had all these brain surgeries and stuff like Hillary. And then they said in 1-2 day visit, twice, he starts screaming at people and yelling and like a toddler. And then he starts cussing, and then he just blasts shit out of his ass. And it's just all over the place. And they've got to have all these extra sets of clothes. And I'm being told this by senior police from, let's just say, New York. That's America. And I'm on record saying it. And now, I mean, it's like a question when he's walking the helicopter, you see him go. So these are elite police, okay? And they said Biden has a pellet.
Okay. Fucking Alex Jones, man. He's a character. Fucking love that dude. All right. I'm going to pause it. I got to go get some beer, man. I'm fucking sweating right now.
Damn.
It's hot as fuck down here. All right. What were you saying about your AC?
That's why you need Elisa. She keeps it at 65 the whole fucking time here.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Dude, that's why I wear a hoodie.
You're 65. Are you exaggerating?
No, I am not.
Holy
and
shit.
If I wasn't so opinionated, I guarantee you would be colder in here.
My God, dude. I try to keep mine on 72. Every once in a while I'll notice somebody turns it down to 71 or 70 and then I'll turn it back. But they're used to it. I mean, it's comfortable. Now think about it. In the winter time, what's she keep the heat on? Probably like 75? No?
No, maybe like 70.
Oh, okay. That's the thing, man. It's everything's just got to be more, you know, in the summertime you want it in the 60s, but in the wintertime, you want it in the 70s. Why can't it be the other way around? It'd be a lot cheaper. Right?
Yeah. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I got this. I think it's an email. All right. It says, I don't know whose email. Wait a minute. All right, anyway, I'm just going to read it. All right, Clinton's State Department was getting pressure from President Obama and his White House inner circle, as well as heads of state internationally, to try and cut off Assange's delivery of the cables. And if that effort failed, then to forge a strategy to minimize the administration's public embarrassment over the contents of the cables. Hence, Clinton's early morning November meeting of the state's top brass, who floated various proposals to stop, slow, or spin the WikiLeaks contamination. That is when a frustrated Clinton, sources said, at some point blurted out a controversial query. Can't we just drone this guy? Clinton openly inquired, offering a simple remedy to silence Assange and smother WikiLeaks via a planned military drone strike, according to a state military department source. The statement drew laughter from the room, which quickly died off when the secretary kept talking in a tense manner. Clinton said Assange, after all, was a relatively soft target, walking around freely and thumbing his nose without any fear of reprisals from the United States. I bet she's pissed off that he's just out walking around. Think he's going to wind up dead? I mean, it's already out. You're Mike.
If he is who he is.
You're Mike.
Yes, sorry, I got it. I'm sorry. I was smoking. If he is who he is, you know, and everything he did, they will definitely try to take him out. But they knew where he was.
Right.
Maybe they were just trying not to create, like, a public, you know, fiasco. But I had seen some shit that said that, like, look at him. Have you seen the pictures of him, like, in the plane or with his family?
No.
After he got out? No?
Heard he looked pretty rough.
No, he looks well-fed. He looks normal. He looks like the Julian Assange that I've always seen in pictures.
Well, I've heard it was like minimum security. Like, it was basically like being in a hotel.
Yeah, so he wasn't lacking anything.
Right.
But some people are saying that he was released years ago. And that this is kind of like a publicity stunt by Biden to garner support for himself.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Because Trump's talking about letting out that Ross Ulbricht. You know who that is?
No, I do not.
All right, let me bring it up.
So, talk about it. If Assange is not who we believe he is, talk about what a fucking power play by the government.
Right.
Maybe he sold out. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, seeing how Meliel and all these fucking other people, you know, turn out, I really don't know what to trust. I'm just putting both sides of the coin out there.
I'm spelling it wrong or some shit. Ross. God damn it.
So,
Ross Ulbricht. Okay.
You got a clip?
No.
I'm
bringing up the wrong dude.
All right, so Julian Assange, wasn't his family in the movie business and on the run from a cult, in quotation marks? Didn't Amal Clooney, wife of George Clooney, represent Assange? Because she is a lawyer, by the way. Another significant concern about Julian Assange is his stance on 9/11. He dismisses conspiracy theories related to 9/11, considering them unworthy of serious consideration and research. How do you rationalize that? And let's not forget who pro-Israel WikiLeaks was, or how pro-Israel WikiLeaks was as a whole. Netanyahu loves Julian. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he was taken care of then in that case. All right. The reason that Biden let Assange out is because Trump's been talking about let this Ross Ulbricht out. All right. He's basically a nerd. Like, he's got all these fucking degrees and shit. Let's see. University of Texas, Pennsylvania State University. I guess he's like a computer programmer. So he made this app called Silk Road. And I'm trying to read through here. I kind of forget exactly all the details of what it does. It what?
So Silk Road was a trading platform. Not trading, but
oh yeah, yeah.
Sell whatever the fuck you wanted.
Yeah, it was basically it was like a Craigslist, but it was like a backdoor way to trade shit without paying taxes.
Ross Williams Albright. Yeah, dude, that is a fucked up case. He did nothing illegal. All he did was create a website where people could trade things or exchange things. He wasn't handling the drugs. He wasn't handling anything going on that website. But he was making a lot of money and not paying taxes. And that's what they went after him for. And he's been in prison.
How is that different from fucking Zuckerberg or Elon Musk? I mean,
yeah, they're not in jail for any of the child porn that happens on there.
Child trafficking,
things or anything.
How much prostitution and shit went on fucking Craigslist?
Yeah, and they shut those sites down, and then a new one pops up.
Yeah,
you know, and yeah, it's a really sad story. He's been incarcerated for far too long over nothing, really. Why not go over to people on the website, you know, like pushing this shit instead of the person that just created a platform, just like Zuckerberg, just like Musk, you know? And it's just the irony of it. It's just he wasn't fucking paying the government.
Right. He was a dude, was an Eagle Scout. Went full academic scholarship to the University of Texas at Dallas. Bachelor's degree in physics. Then he went to an additional scholarship to attend Pennsylvania State University. Master's degree program in materials science and engineering. And studied crystallography, which is the branch of science devoted to the study of molecular and crystalline structure. That sounds like some Terrence Howard shit. Oh, now Julio's going to get pissed.
No, I don't care about Terrence Howard, dude. Yeah. But this poor guy, check this out. The FBI arrested him in the library.
Oh, Ross?
Yeah, and they created a diversion. Two quarreling lovers fighting in a library. And so he turned around and looked, and the FBI agent that was sitting across from him took his laptop and prevented him from, you know, like encrypting everything that was on it or deleting everything that was on it. And that's how they caught him.
Huh.
Yeah. And his mom and dad actually have I know they have a fundraiser going on for him, because I remember I donated a couple years ago into it to try to free him, to try to get him a new trial, because, dude, he's my age. He was born in the same year as me. And
yeah, he's 40, right?
He didn't do anything wrong. You know, I think his website just shows, you know, the depravity of humanity. And that's something that's constant. That's something that isn't going to change by arresting this guy for life for not doing anything. Just not paying taxes.
Well, that's our government.
Fuck paying taxes.
Right. I think we should all just stop. Everybody go. I mean, we don't stop working. You can't. right now, at least not yet. You go and you claim like six on your federal, then they won't take any federal taxes out. And if they come after you, just plead your case. See, in Seattle, they're already throwing out mask mandates for the bird flu.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Fucking bullshit.
All right. I ain't getting any shots, man. I'm sorry.
No, ain't no fucking way. Ain't no way.
Nice thundering going on.
Is it? Is it storming?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta cut the fucking grass. It's supposed to rain today?
It's been raining all night, brother.
I was sleeping.
Yeah. Look at this shit. Can you kind of see it? So this is a picture of Princess Diana, Trump, and Baron Trump.
Yeah, there's some similarity there.
Yeah, a lot. Look, I mean, look at the lips almost and the nose and obviously on Baron as well. But so they were saying that Princess Diana is still alive. Like this is supposedly somebody next to Trump, a general, an Air Force person. It's a whole bunch of medals that might look like Princess Diana.
No.
I don't know. They say that Baron was surrogated somewhere else in Russia or Ukraine, which, you know, Melania's from there, I think, or somewhere from there.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that she's from Ukraine. I don't think it's exactly Ukraine. It's that area.
Yeah.
Fuck Ukraine.
Indeed.
All right, I don't remember what this clip is, but I'm going to play it. Oh, you cocksuckers.
Crystallography.
Never mind. It wasn't what I thought it was. Yeah, oh yeah, it is thunder and lightning here now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, so we were talking about child trafficking and shit.
Yeah.
Look at this thing, man. No, actually, no. It got fact-checked. And it's not right.
Who fact-checked it, though? That's the important part.
Yeah. So I want to talk about my favorite subject or my favorite group. Talk about the Jews.
Oh.
But I'm not fucking making anything up. I'm just putting statistics.
Before you start, I did see that.
All right, before I start.
I had a joke. I'll wait until it's afterwards.
All right, so Jews are 2% of the USA and only 0.2% of the world. Yet, they are 66% of Biden's cabinet, 75% of Ivy League presidents, 90% Hollywood film studio CEOs, 83% of the world's richest tech CEOs, 55% of American billionaires, 63 top donors to 2020 presidential campaigns, 90% all presidential child spouses, about 40% of accounts Elon engages on X, 31% of White House staffers, 75% of NBA team owners, 100% of executive leadership at BlackRock, majority executives at State Street and Vanguard, disproportionately ran the Federal Reserve, disproportionately CEOs at porn companies, Pornhub, I think, disproportionately CEOs at ad agencies influences 85% or more of all advertising. Almost mathematically impossible are presidents of Ukraine, El Salvador, Panama, Argentina, Mexico, and Venezuela. This is all shit we've been talking about.
You know, the part that jumps out the most was 90% of all presidential child spouses. How the fuck does that work? That is weird.
Yeah, it is. So remember when we were doing the whole Jackie Kennedy might have shot JFK?
Yeah.
Thing, like, maybe she was Jewish. I don't know.
I don't know.
If she was, I would definitely fucking believe it.
All right, so this dude, you know how they hand out bacon at Costco?
Yeah.
They hand out all kinds of shit, just free samples of stuff. So this dude's walking by, and the dude's handing out bacon slices. And he's like, "Want to try this bacon, sir?" He's like, "Oh, no thanks, I'm Jewish." And the guy goes, "Relax, it's free."
Hey, so this fucking weird shit I read about.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get us out of the
No, not yet.
No?
No. All right. There was something. Are you familiar with the definition of Zion?
Negatory.
All right. It's basically a synonym for Jerusalem or the land of Israel.
The hill of Jerusalem on which the city of David was built.
And so, okay, the term Zion came to designate the area of Davidic Jerusalem where the Jebusite fortress stood and was used, as well as Synecdoche for the entire city of Jerusalem, and later when Solomon's temple was built on the adjacent Mount Moriah, which came to be known as the Temple Mount. The meaning of the term Zion were further extended by to the additional meanings of the temple itself. The hill upon which the temple stood, the entire city of Jerusalem, the entire biblical land of Israel, and the world to come. The Jewish understanding of the afterlife. Over many, many centuries, until as recently as the 16th century, Ottoman period, the city walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt many times in new locations, so that the particular hill known in biblical times as Mount Zion is no longer within the city walls, but its location is now just outside the old city and southeast of it. Most of the original city of David itself is thus also outside the current old city. Adding to the confusion, another ridge, the western hill, rather than the original southeastern hill or the southern hill, has been called Mount Zion for the last two millennia. What do you think?
I have no clue.
It sounds like they're pushing an agenda to me.
About what?
What do you mean about what? They keep renaming and rebuilding and changing the shit around. All right, and then it goes down. All right, never mind. Go ahead and change the subject. Whatever you wanted to talk about.
I was reading about that the Hoover Dam is a partial stargate. Have you ever looked at some of the statues at Hoover Dam or anything like that?
Is that in Vegas?
I can't say I know where the fuck it is right now. But look at this. So this is a monument to all the people that died making Hoover Dam. These fucking weird ass angels.
Yeah.
You know, like, just kind of weird. And then you see how Hoover Dam is built, shape of it. And this is what it looked like before it was, you know, filled with water. These towers, I know they're, you know, like turbine towers or whatever. So they're power generating towers. People say that it's like, you know, like they hit
at the Hoover Dam until actually
I'm gonna play this clip.
Alright.
And we only got about 10 minutes, by the way.
Yeah.
You never heard about any of the odd edifices and symbolism to be found at the Hoover Dam until I actually happened to visit there myself about 3 years ago. And as soon as I got out of the car and saw the two giant angel statues and the star map and zodiac made out of stonework on the ground, I instantly knew it was something I was going to have to go home and look into some more. And of course, when I did, there was a lot of others who had noticed these same out-of-place monuments and symbolism. And in the past few years since, a number of other people have made videos and written articles about the many strange aspects of Hoover Dam, such as the elements of Freemasonic symbolism, famous Illuminati Super Bowl performance, or the rather curious light show that was done on the front of the dam using a German soccer team logo, which, oddly enough, featured a goat and twin. And of course, another theme that has surrounded all the conspiratorial Hoover Dam speculation is the idea of it somehow being a Stargate.
Hey, can you turn it up any?
The star map. There,
where it's too quiet.
Constellation Pleiades. But it's the Stargate idea that has actually really intrigued me here. When examining the monument erected to supposedly commemorate the men who died in the construction of Hoover Dam, many people have spent a lot of time trying to tease out esoteric meaning from the rather Egyptian-looking figure there, and what perhaps is being represented by the water and the sun and everything.
It is in Vegas.
It's easy to get lost in the minutiae of all of that, but
it's me, what?
It's in Vegas.
Okay.
There's
It really strikes me as just the simple, rather.
Here, you can pause that. They're not going to be able to hear it.
Okay.
But so under the Hoover Dam, there's like the way it's structured. There's underground tunnels under the dam, and the government of Vegas sends all the homeless people under there. It's like a whole community. They've got they've got electricity and shit, dude. It's weird. Yeah. Huh. But in order to keep them off the streets, it's a whole underground thing there at the Hoover Dam. It's fucking crazy. I've seen videos of it. If I knew you were going to bring that up, I would have had prepared some fucking videos and shit. But it's mostly audio listeners anyway. Huh?
You like to do it raw.
Right, right. It's cool.
So I wonder what happened to all the people in San Francisco when President Xi came and visited. They sent them to Vegas underground.
Oh, they probably put him in a fucking FEMA camp. I've been hearing them a lot about those coming up being built. Yeah.
Or they might have made them into burgers. Some Big Macs.
What are you doing? Rolling a joint?
No, this is one of my science experiments that I do. I take, this is a silicone spoon ladle thing.
Yeah.
And I take all my, you know, like used up cartridges and I clean out my pipes. And then dab pipes, so concentrate. And I use high proof alcohol to do it.
Okay.
And I let it evaporate and then I collect the remainder. So I pretty much recycle and save, you know, my shit. So I'm just working on it.
All right. This is another Alex Jones clip. This is where he predicted COVID lockdowns. This is from 2010.
And I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in that's just going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this hard and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. And I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention.
All right.
I feel like that was a lot of people I know.
What do you mean?
That, you know, like a lot of people just don't want to like recognize it or see it. They'd rather just be in the dark.
Right. I think this is Robert Malone. I don't remember what he said, but I saved it, so.
The vast majority of COVID infections are in those who've been vaccinated. The data now show that vaccination increases the risk of infection by Omicron. What has not been performed by the pharmaceutical industry is the required full battery of safety, toxicology, pharmacokinetic testing. Where does the RNA go and how long does it last in your body? The same is true with the adenoviral vectors. The distribution of the mRNA or the adenoviral vectors and the resulting spike protein toxicology has not been well characterized, and we do not understand even now what is happening in patients. The vast majority.
So he's the guy that designed mRNA. And then he realized what they were doing, and he started fucking going out and speaking out against it. I'm surprised he's still alive, really, but he's been making his rounds, you know.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, I can't believe I fell for that, dude.
Hey, at least you didn't get boosted a bunch of times.
Yeah, thank God.
You just got the one, right?
Yeah.
I was going to quit my fucking job. Got into it with my fucking mother-in-law one time. It's like, no, I ain't taking that shit. I don't know what this is. Let me.
We have an addiction crisis in America when it comes to food, and that's very profitable. I was a consultant for Big Food. There was a very clear objective They want to make cheap, addictive food. Almost every single chronic condition that is shortening and torturing American life is tied to food. This is obviously a disaster for American health, but for the food companies, it's very profitable. Ultra-processed food is now 70% of our diet. Like, the food is literally weaponized with sugar, seed oils, highly processed grains. It's happening in the food industry. It's not a free market. It's a rigged market. Working for the food industry, I helped pay off regulators, pay off the media itself to run stories about how ultra-processed food is healthy, paid off lawmakers, paid off researchers. Coca-Cola pays the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Diabetes Association, the American Cancer Society. We did that in spades, millions of dollars to groups that would do that for us. We just went down the list of institutions Americans trust and tried to get them money. That was my job. Humans are born with an innate sense of what's good for us, and that is being taken away by the food industry. Hired all the scientists in the 1980s from the tobacco companies. The tobacco companies, as smoking went down, actually started buying Nabisco and Kraft and shifting their scientists over. The key thing that the food companies know is that ultra-processed food, which is now up to 70% of our diet, is a science experiment. They're hijacking our evolutionary biology, and they're making the food addictive. And working for the food companies, the first part of the devil bargain is making that food normalized. So we paid the USDA advisors. 95% of the folks that make our nutrition guidelines are directly paid for by food companies. That means the USDA recommends added sugar for two-year-olds. They say up to 10% of a two-year-old's diet should be added sugar. We pay the lawmakers themselves. We pay the regulatory agencies. Literally, the American Diabetes Association sets the standard of care for diabetes, accepts money from Coca-Cola. So we normalize this addiction crisis. When you do a brain scan of a person eating ultra-processed food, it fits all the criteria for addiction, and we've gotten people addicted.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're saying that the major beverage companies, food companies, all of them, are bribing the scientists, bribing the regulatory agencies to endorse their formulas, their ingredients for food, to say that they're good, say that they're okay. And in fact, those ingredients are meant to addict people to the foods that they're selling.
It's the express purpose. I was shocked as a junior employee to see a list of names of professors from Harvard, from Tufts Nutrition School, from Stanford. And as a junior employee working for the food companies as a consultant, I steered money to those schools. The food industry funds nutrition research in this country 11 times more than the NIH. You are loath to find a nutrition researcher who's not directly paid with a direct consulting agreement's bribes, and their research is predominantly funded by the food industry. I can tell you from working for this industry that that's not out of a philanthropic goodwill for unbiased research. The food industry is spending hundreds of millions of dollars on nutrition research to enhance their bottom line. It's to normalize these addictive foods. We have.
Damn.
Dr. Phil. I can't believe I was talking shit about that guy at one point. I guess I just wasn't unless he just did like a 180. I don't know. I know he used to be tight with Oprah. You know what I'm saying? She's the one that made him famous.
Yeah, she's, yep.
So, I don't know, man. He just, maybe he just had a moment of clarity and just fucking got tired of the bullshit. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there are apps that you can use that will tell you if something that you're looking for at the supermarket is good for you or not, or...
Yeah, better, my wife uses that.
Yuka?
I don't know. She's got a scanner on her phone.
Yeah. And it tells you what it on, you know, like it gives you a rating of how healthy it is.
Yeah.
And the funny part is, and it tells you what bad chemicals it has in it. You know, it tells you why it's bad.
Ain't that a fucking shame? We're talking about food here.
And then the thing is, they don't base it on U.S. standards. They base it on European standards.
Right. The Europeans don't need a fucking scanner because the shit's not allowed over there.
Yeah. And so, like I was watching a clip of a mom with her son at, you know, like Costco.
Yeah.
Honey Nut Cheerios is rated bad. It's got 8 out of 100 because it has tripotassium sulfate. That oatmeal, that flavored oatmeal, you know, like with cream or whatever.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Well, they're fucking soaking the wheat. They're soaking the wheat in fucking pesticides and shit. That's where that comes from.
So all these chemicals trigger your autoimmune deficiencies. So no wonder we're fucking getting sick and shit.
Right.
And unless you're actually investing your time into kind of like checking everything, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You know what the hell you're putting in your body.
Right.
And I mean, that's the reality for most of us. But there is an app that can help you. It's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. You do have to pay for it, but it's a very good eye-opener. I think you get a free trial, and I recommend everybody kind of checks it out. Check the food in your pantry. Check the food in your fridge. You might be surprised. You might be surprised what the alcohol tells you.
Oh, yeah. Carl texted me after I already went to sleep last night. He said he was going to do his shit, but he's got to finish. He does carpentry and shit. Like, he makes flat wooden flags and shit like that. But he was making some kind of fucking coin shelf, whatever that is. He sent me a picture. Too late, Carl. We already aired. We went a day early this week because I'm off Saturday, but I'm working Sunday. So the nights got flip-flopped. I told you, man, you got to fucking put your big boy pants on and do it a couple days early, goddammit. Oh, well, we'll get it in for next week.
Or come in early.
What do you mean?
Episode. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah. He ain't getting up in the middle of the night. It's only for the big dogs. Well, I'll be doing it myself probably the next couple weeks. Hulu's got his fucking, he's getting in with the feds now. He's got to go do all that training and shit. I don't know. He won't tell me what it is, so I think this podcast has been infiltrated.
I have been wearing a wire the whole time.
Well, it's being broadcast on the fucking to anybody that wants to hear it, so it doesn't really make a difference, does it?
You put yourself out there.
Huh?
You put yourself out there.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
But you know, it's like I tell this guy that started the same day I did at currently where I work.
Yeah.
I can say whatever the fuck I want around him. And most of the time he agrees. But, you know, sometimes he gives me bullshit and he's like, I'm going to go to HR.
Saying shit like what? What kind of shit?
Just bad jokes and bad reactions. You know, and but he's like, you know what? If it really mattered to me, I would have gone a long time ago.
Right.
I don't give a shit.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. We got maybe 4 minutes left on this sound card. You got anything else?
No. I just want to say, if I'm not around, don't worry. I'll be back, and it'll be better. I'm just making some good moves in life, you know, and it'll be cool because I'll be closer to Fox. So maybe we could hang out and maybe make a live episode.
Yeah, we'll go interview people. I told you I got one of them mics now.
Yeah, I know.
We got to get out there and do that shit, man.
We do. We got to hit the concerts downtown.
Nah, that'd be too noisy.
You're right.
Let's wait till the next protest. We'll go down there and fuck with people. Just wait till the elections are coming, man. There's going to be all kinds of crazy shit going on, if there even is an election.
Yeah, there's always people protesting or standing up for something at like by the Chick-fil-A on Talmadge.
Yeah, we should go there. Yeah. All right. Anybody got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints? ConspiracySoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, YouTube, all that shit. And if anybody wants to call in, 31 Flu Frog 6. Flu, F-L-U as in the Wuhan flu. China.
And hey, if we don't make an episode before next Thursday, happy 4th of July. Be fucking patriotic.
Oh, yeah.
And just love where you live.
I'm going on vacation next week.
That's what Lily was telling me.
What do you mean?
She's like, because I was telling her, I'm like, I might need a little break from the podcast. And she's like, well, isn't he going on vacation or something? Or
how's she know that? Away?
I think from that time we hung out when we came over for.
Yeah, we're going to Tennessee. But I'm not leaving until like the 11th. I'm off work for 2 weeks for shutdown starting on the 4th of July. And then we're going to Tennessee for only like 3 or 4 days. But I'm still going to drop episodes. And if I don't, at some point I want to drop our General Lee episode. Did you get to listen to that?
No, I still have not.
Oh, you dummy.
Dude, I've been busy with this.
I know, you're busy as fuck with the feds. It's cool. All right, thanks everybody for listening, man. Give us good reviews and all that stuff and tell your friends, and we appreciate you all for listening. See you next week. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.